Australia is the crucial link in maintaining communications between Earth and a NASA space probe as it leaves our solar system. The Voyager 2 is now flying in interstellar space, slightly more than 8 billion kilometres away, as Sarah White explains.
This is the sound of the Voyager 2 taking off in space in 1977, as witnesses were overcome with emotion. But no one could have predicted that the spacecraft would fly past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune and is still travelling 41 years later, now through interstellar space. Here's the project scientist Ed Stone speaking at a NASA press conference in Washington today.
One of the great things about Voyager is it keeps surprising us, which is really means there's a lot to learn.
But what does it mean for a spacecraft to enter interstellar space? Glenn Nagel is the Canberra spokesman for the NASA Centre.
So interstellar space is literally the space between the stars. Our sun pumps out energy in all directions, the solar wind, creating a magnetic bubble around our solar system. And interstellar space is that point where the wind coming in, the energy coming from all the other stars collides with that magnetic bubble.
And he says it's unknown territory.
Literally what we don't know about this environment. What is the energy coming from the other stars, the cosmic rays? How does the heliosphere, that magnetic bubble around our solar system, what does it do? Does it help protect us from the harmful energy coming from the rest of the universe? So it is literally a point of trying to know the unknowns. We have never been here before with the instruments to learn about this environment. We're literally stepping out the door for the very first time and smelling the air.
Glenn Nagel says the exploration could mean Voyager 2 might come across another star as it tries to understand the vastness of the galaxy.
Well, the Voyager spacecraft, of course, are within the Milky Way galaxy, our collection of hundreds of billions of stars, our sun just being one of those stars. They'll never actually get to leave the Milky Way themselves. They'll travel around it for the next 225 million years just to do one orbit.
Last month, the CSIRO's Parkes Radio Telescope joined NASA's Deep Space Communication Network to receive unique historical data from Voyager 2. Professor Fred Watson is Australia's astronomer at large. He says Australia's role in this exploration is invaluable.
The really interesting thing about Voyager 2, unlike Voyager 1, it can only be seen from the southern hemisphere. Its trajectory took it south of the plane of the solar system. And so you need southern hemisphere facilities in order to be able to pick up the signals from Voyager 2. And that's why we have been, you know, we've been graced with the deal of actually providing those facilities here in Australia.
And Professor Watson says Voyager 2 could even outlast those who built it or even the Earth itself.
Voyager 2 is one of five spacecraft which are leaving the solar system altogether. And there's a kind of romantic aspect attached to that, because those spacecraft will just keep on going unless they run into something else, perhaps being captured by another star and becoming part of another solar system. But they are almost certain to outlast the species that built them, and maybe even will outlast the Earth itself.
Professor Fred Watson with Sarah White.